gospel message already in progress.
Deal with a lot that people don't even know about. because people don't care nowadays. They want to steal what you got. They don't want to work, but they're going to take what you got. 19th chapter, St. John. But I sure thank the church and Sunday school for the blessing. If it was a penny, I'd say thank you. My grandmama said, boy, let me tell you something. If it's a penny somebody gave you, you say thank you.
That's right.
Because that's a penny more than you have. That's old good sense. And that's what I do have, good sense and very intelligent with it. 19th chapter of the book of John, and starting with verse 1. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews. They smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth and again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth unto you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. 5. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto him, them, Behold the man. I mean, look. 6 says, When the chief priests, therefore, and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him. Crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find fault in him. Then the Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. And the last verse that I read for time's sake, When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. Good God Almighty, you may be seated.
Yes.
Shaking in the boots.
Amen.
An indictment and found guilty. Sentenced to death. An indictment and found guilty and sentenced to death. In the judicial district system, here we have downtown a lot of men that have been indicted, but they haven't been sentenced yet.
All right now.
And they haven't been found guilty of the matter yet. A little boy come this morning and he said, Brother Mac out there. I said, That's good. I'm gonna come get him out that house myself. He's my friend.
All right.
But let me tell you something. Friend is one thing.
All right, say amen.
And the spirit is another thing.
Amen. Amen.
God didn't place me here for no reason, for just to be placed here. And say, oops, I made Eugene the pastor of New Jerusalem. He placed me here because he knew that this is where I should have been.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. God is nothing to play with.
No, he's not.
He's powerful.
Yes. Amen.
He's real.
Yes.
And he's serious.
Yes.
And I ain't going to steal from him. The little nickels I do have, I'm going to make sure I give it to the church and turn it in. Now, what the church do, I ain't got nothing to do with that. But I know one thing, that when you bless God, he will turn it around and bless you. And that's why the Lord allowed me to drive different cars each and every day or something. I don't have the money, but it's because of God. And his goodness, what he told me 20-some years ago, there's going to be people that's going to not like you. There's going to be people that's going to talk about you. Even in your own household, they're going to be jealous of you and all this other stuff. But you just do what I say. Thing I got on, God gave it to me.
That's right.
Man didn't give it to me. The car that I drive, God gave it to me. Ain't got nothing to do with it. You need to sit your butt down and maybe he'll bless you. Amen. The truth will hurt some people. The truth will make you fall out with your own family. But you stand for what's right. And I stand for what's right. Even if you see me tomorrow, I'm going to still be saying, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. And I'm not going to let nobody stop me from church. I don't care if it's raining, hell and hot water. I'm coming on the church.
Yeah.
If I have to walk here, Because God been good to all. Here we sit up there like he ain't done nothing for you. Shame on you. Looked in the icebox, I had me some cornflakes. A little milk there and a little sugar. Some years ago, I didn't have all that. We had the cornflakes, but we didn't have the milk. Or we may have the milk and didn't have the cornflakes. Come on, somebody. I'm indictment. And now I'm talking about an indictment, but I'm talking about a spiritual indictment. This is not a fleshly indictment. This is a spiritual indictment. So many people are behind bars because of lies.
That's right.
So many people behind bars because somebody said he or she said this.
All right.
I know I got to read this. Everybody behind bars is not did do what they say. That's why they got, like my dear said, dynamo. Y'all know that? You need to take the dynamo. The dynamo. A week before Christmas, I tell you all the time, you ought to thank God. As you look back over your life,
come on,
up to now, there have been many people have deserted and gone on and lying the whole world. And here we are still breathing. We are still doing what we're supposed to be doing, going to the store. Going to the casino and wherever else you want. Amen.
Amen.
But that's your business. Because 6 months to 9-9 is 6 months to leave all alone. You'll be all right.
Amen.
Can I tell you? Right. No, it took me and jealousy been fell out.
Right.
You can have a woo-woo car. I don't care if that's good. I'm glad for you. Because I'm not jealous. Me and jealousy fell out when I was in the chick grade and had a little girlfriend, I thought. She would give my money to somebody else. I was jealous of her too. Don't get mad, sister. I wasn't even lying to you, baby. Yeah, I took my money and was giving it to somebody else. You're still good today. It's a thin line between love and hate. Della Reese told Martin, you keep on one night of pleasure. I cause you a whole life of hell. See, I'm old fashioned. And I believe in old fashioned ways. I don't change for nobody. I talked to a young boy, I don't see him in here. He might be in here, I ain't gonna call his name, but I'm gonna get on him because I told him to come to church. You see, you can't go to a better place than the house of God. I don't care where you want to go, you can't go to a better place than the house of God because you're going to get a blessing if you come here. You might not get no money, but you're going to get some kind of blessing. I ain't get dressed just to come here and look at you.
Say that.
I don't care what you got on.
All right.
That's good if you got on a $400 dress. Good for you. I might have on a $20 dress come from you to you. It's still a dress.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, at the end of the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God.
Yeah.
We talked about last week, you know, we talked about a relationship. Remember that? God walked in the cool of the day and asked Adam. I forgot what I preached last week. You know what I mean? Oh, I didn't forget that. When the Holy Ghost got it, Holy Ghost got this. You can't buy no Holy Ghost. I don't care how much money you got. Peter said that they ain't got that. Go read it for yourself.
Yeah.
Can't buy this.
Okay.
You can't get it unless your heart be right.
Yeah.
When somebody come to you and tell you about something, encourage them instead of putting their foot on their neck.
Yeah.
Lift them up.
Amen.
Because one day you might be an encouraging word and somebody lift you up. The old folks say what goes around comes around. Somebody come to you with something, don't try to talk about them, help them. You need help at yourself one time. You still need help. I know I need help. Every day I allow to get help. I need help from the Lord, not man, because they're going to talk about it and tell everything. Man, I did this and I did that. You know I ain't lying. But if God help you, ain't nobody going to tell you, you don't hear it from back again. He ain't going to tell nobody what he done for you. He going to tell you, don't tell nobody what he done for you, but you still got to go testify because it's good. The Lord is good, man. In the 19th chapter, you don't think he's good? Got all power in his hand. He just got through talking about in 12 and 32, if I be lifted up, that I draw all men unto me. He just got through saying, I'm going up to Jerusalem, Peter. I'm going to be put into the hands of some cruel, evil men, and they're going to whoop me, and they're going to beat me, and they're going to do all kinds of things to this body. But the third day, I shall rise. Peter said, man, you don't know what you're talking about. That ain't valuable. And then they didn't give no 10 years. They ain't getting 5 years, or even 5 years parole or something, you know, or probation. They want to kill it. That's the way the devil want to do you.
That's right.
Quit playing with that devil. And say, like Sister Diane say, well, come on with me, devil. Sooner, you get to quote them scriptures, and he'll leave you alone sooner. He won't come back, but he'll leave you alone. I'm not up there for my help. No, he found me years ago. I said, Lord, leave me alone. I told y'all that. Leave me alone. I got to go sell my crack and go drink me some Hennessy. Some of you might still be drinking.
Yeah.
I'm just real, man. That's, you know that. You can't fool me.
All
right. Because the Holy Ghost in me. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Because if it weren't for the Holy Ghost, I'd not take me to crack myself. That's what we do it, don't we? Can't get laid. Put your little coke up in there. Put your little ice. Or you get that sipping on gin and juice.
Go ahead, I'm here.
This is the time to sip, ain't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we so poor we couldn't fit out on a ham sandwich, man. The oven wouldn't get hot enough, and we had to go up there with a wife. I'm on radio, I don't mean no harm. And the wife was putting dogs on me, too, boy.
All right.
Yeah, they would. We had to go up there and bake the turkey and all this kind of stuff. We had to come back with, boy, you tell me God ain't good. I was a little baby. I was black and ashy, Sister Calvin, and I looked like a black monkey in a bowl of milk. And the shoes I had on, y'all, they was turning and cooked over and everything else. But Mama said, well, we got to go to TGNY, y'all, but y'all going in, they're not touching nothing. Don't even look like they're going to touch nothing. I ain't got but a few dollars. You come out there with them little $3 tennis shoes on, going for Christmas, and them sockos. I remember them. Y'all remember them sockos?
Yeah.
I know I got somebody in there. Come on now, don't look at me like, you had some too.
Yeah.
I look at one of them, this is bad. I want a PlayStation 4. I said, Lord, have mercy. I know that's a lot of money. Yeah. Lord, man, I ain't got no PlayStation 3 world or 4 and 5 and nothing else.
You ain't lying.
The more folks say, get yourself in there. And sit down.
Dang.
He sit down too. Boy, y'all duty, y'all got it made. I'm picking on you, that you do.
Yes, Lord. They do.
Because you got, see, let me tell you something about the young generation now, and I'm not talking about, they're not appreciative of what the old folks have been through. The people out of there, and Miss Pat, remember that, the people out that you see now wasn't the people out of 30 years ago. You had to walk for that affirmative action, and they didn't want to pass that one to themselves. I'll tell you what I know. Y'all see the glory, but you don't know the story.
Yeah.
That old white woman down there didn't want to pass no tax. I'm just telling it like it is. The truth is the light. Y'all don't know how it is. Y'all don't know how y'all got here. Through prayer of the ancestors, they're sleeping in their graves right now. Somebody prayed for you all so you can have a stool, but you don't have to have a umbrella sitting up in your bed right with the umbrella on. I ain't get you overnight. I had to cry to lay awake sometime. I had to cry sometime. When some of the people that I thought were my friend was going all behind my back, sticking a knife that long in my back. But I still knew how to get down on my knees and say, Lord, you say, whosoever shall bless them that curse you and pray for those who
curse you.
Some people talk. They ain't paying me no Because the Spirit said, he down here, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Yeah.
See, you got to hear the word in order to do something inside. You got to get it down on the inside. You got to eat that food, like I ate that chicken. You got to eat that word like it's nothing for your soul.
Amen.
When I come to church, I don't want nobody talking to me. Leave me alone. I come for one thing, for the word of the Lord. Some help, you ready to get all mad and upset and all this stuff. Why? Because you don't have the word down on the inside of it.
Yes, sir.
So if you had the word, you'd say, created me a thing.
Yes,
they gave him an indictment. And Jesus had to do what Isaiah said in 53:5. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a dumb before his shear. So he opened not his mouth. With his stripes, we are healed. He had to not open his mouth at all. If you look, the Bible says in verse 1, Pilate began to whoop Jesus. That means, that word scourge means beat. If you go to the NIV Bible. What did he do so wrong that you had to take the palm of your hands and slap this man upside the head and make blood come out of his ear? What did he do so wrong?
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the situation, you will say, he done it because he loved me.
Yes, Lord.
You need to, when you get home and by yourself, you need to say, Lord, you love me.
Yeah.
And now in open, if I live, if you let me live to get over to 2018,
yes, sir.
I need you to work on me. Like Sister Diane was saying, you got to let the Lord work on you inside out. You can't fix yourself. Because
okay.
When you do that, you're going to mess up every time.
Yeah.
You got to confess. The Bible says, honest confession is good for the soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you need to sit your behind down and listen.
Yeah.
You learn something.
Yes.
Yeah. When people are always talking, you trying to talk, you better watch that mess.
That's right.
Because a smart person is going to shut up and listen at what the person has had to say. And then they open their mouth. And when they open their mouth, they're not going to order nothing stupid out their mouth. They're going to order something and say, yeah, I need a little help. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
When a person thinks he knows all, everything, he knows nothing. That's what Paul said.
That's right.
The only man that knows everything and got count upon 1,000 years is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The only man knows everything and got my life and your life is in his hands, is Jesus Christ. In the 19th chapter, Pilate had already looked at a piece of paper. Because Matthew 24 and 19, he had sit up there and looked at it. And it reads, it saying, have thou nothing, that's in Matthew 27 and 19, if you want to go read for the sake. Have thou nothing to do with that just man?
Yeah.
I suffered. Boy, that's up, man.
Yeah.
Right. She said, I've suffered much of that man named Jesus.
Yeah.
The Bible said that, well, in the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
And the Word was God.
Yeah.
And the Word was with God.
Yeah.
Drop down verse 1 and 11 say, he came unto his own.
Yeah,
and his own received him not.
Yeah.
That's just like you and I. I could go to my own family and they always have something bad to say. But if I go to a stranger, they're going to stand up. God got me in his hands.
Yeah.
And he told me a long time ago, he said, Eugene, I don't care what nobody said. You do what I say.
Yes.
And when you do that, some doors going to be open.
Yes.
He said, now, I'm telling you. And he said, don't drink no strong drink.
Yes.
And don't put that stuff in your mouth, what you used to put there. Because I'm going to live on the inside of you. Don't you know we are not of our own? Come here, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Say, no, you're not. That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is of you, which is of God.
Yes.
And you are bought with a price.
Yes.
Somebody don't read it. It's in 1 Corinthians 6:19. Go read for yourself.
Yeah.
Look here in this text here. Pilate is got Jesus in his hands. He thanked God. But the Bible says Jesus said, I'm going to lay down my life for New Jerusalem. Because there's like they can't see the forest for the trees. And Jesus said, Daddy, I'm going down now. And I'm going to live and I'm going to die. But when I die, I want you to glorify me, because in the 17th chapter of John, that's when Jesus began to say, Daddy, I'm on my way home. I kept all the commandments. I didn't lose nobody. But the one I lost was the son of perdition. I could have saved him too. You better go read that thing. And then John 17:17, Brother Matt kind of say, sanctify the word of the Lord. For it is sanctified. That means it is holy. God is holy all the time. You don't think he's holy? Go into the old chest. When he told Moses, take off your shoes. For the place where you're standing is holy ground. Go to Joshua chapter 5 and 13. When they're going to go over to the promised land. And Joshua was down there praying, Miss Montgomery. And the Bible said, the angel said, take off your shoes. For the place where you're standing is holy ground. I'm trying to tell somebody, God is holy all the time. And he ain't playing no game, because souls are being lost every day. I thought, I ain't got time for all that mess in here. I ain't got time for all that. I be trying to hear from God all the time. And I don't want to hear all that foolishness. Because Romans 10:3 say, we walk in the flesh, but we don't war up in the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination, every thought through your obedience of Christ. Whenever a thought that ain't right in your mind, you need to cast it down and say, in the name of Jesus Christ. See, that's power in the name of Jesus. And not only is this power in the name, but it also soothes your soul when you are going through some trials and tribulations. You got to say, Lord, the devil brought me to this mess. But Lord, you know that I know that you can bring me through this mess. Because you got all power. You got to talk to the Lord. You got to talk to the Lord. You got to tell him in Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. You got to say in Psalm 34:7, oh taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed the man that trusts in him. You got to say the angel of the Lord in Psalm 34:7, and camp round about them that trust in him. Get back that train up a little more. You got to say, Lord, even though I'm going through this, I'm going to bless the Lord at all. His plan. Shall continue to be in my mouth. Jesus. Them 12 disciples, they were with him for 3.5 years, and they still were stupid.
That the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
Worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesday at 5 p.m. at Bible study.
And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina
Good morning,
Alexandria.
Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845. Or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in heaven, lift up my eyes.
Saturday morning broadcast over KAYT 88.1 FM. Call your neighbors, relatives, and friends and let them know to tune their radios in for 30 minutes of singing and praising God. Our Saturday morning program is being sponsored by Shep Cup Incorporated of Leesville, Louisiana. Our church, located at 200 Nona Street in the city of Leesville, is pastored by Ella Maurice Johnson.